invite you, as they're on their way, to turn to the book of James. We began last week a study in this short epistle written by Jesus' half-brother. That is, he was a child of Joseph and Mary, and so Jesus' half-brother, James. James is a short but very pungent short epistle. It has been called the Proverbs of the New Testament, and mostly because it's very concise, very clear, very direct in its statements, and moves from one topic to another without a lot of transition. And so we began this short epistle last week, and we'll continue. I didn't quite finish the message last week, looking really at verses 2 through 4. And so I'd like to read that text. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll examine the rest of the message. So you get the Paul Harvey, the rest of the story today from last week. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to be able to come and to be able to open your word. We realize that this is a privilege that is afforded us that for many, many generations was not the case. We have this freedom because many have sacrificed for it. And Lord, we want to acknowledge the gift that you've given us. And we pray that you would allow us, as we have this time, to be able to put away the distractions of our mind and of our heart, that your word would speak very clearly into our lives, that it would tear down those things that we have raised up against it, that it would teach us about who you are, wherein we have, through our pride or arrogance, through our sinful desires, have redefined you or changed you into someone more like us. And we ask that as we look at our own lives, that we would understand your fatherly care over us, more specifically when it comes to trials and difficulties, that we would understand from a perspective that maybe we haven't had before, that is given to us in your word, the whole idea of what difficulty means. That trials and sufferings serve a purpose, a greater purpose, to which you're doing in our lives. So we ask for your help, and do we pray that you, through your Spirit, would teach us today, and we ask that you would bless our time. In Jesus' name, amen. James 1, verses 2 through 4, says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." As we considered these verses last week, I mentioned that it's my desire to help us to understand when facing trials and facing difficulties, that we would understand more clearly the working of God through those things in our lives. And so from these verses, there are three, I think, helpful lessons that aid us when we face trials and difficulties. We looked at the first of those three last week, but those three are as follows. First, we have a choice. We have a choice. That is, when we look at them, we have a choice about our perspective when facing trials. It says, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, okay? And so we have a choice. Secondly, we have a promise, or we have a word from God. It says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing something, right? Know this, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So there's something that God is doing through the trial, okay? So we have a word from God, and that is that we know. And thirdly, I said we have a temptation. And that temptation is to pull out of the trial before it completes what God is doing in our lives. The temptation is seen in a kind of a passive verb. In verse 4, it says, but let patience have its perfect work. That is, permit it to continue to its end. Because oftentimes, when in the midst of trials, we kind of want to pull up, we want to abandon, we want to get out of the trial, we want to find the easy button, the easy way out. And so the temptation is to not really allow God to do in our life what he is already doing, and to pull up before that trial, that test, allows its completion in our lives. So again, we looked last week, first of all, at that